This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The profit of private education group Advitech has jumped almost a quarter in 2022 as greater enrollment and the growing demand for quality education lifted revenue. The company, which owns the likes of Vega and Varsity College, Rosebank College, Crawford and Trinity House, has come out with a set of numbers reflecting that they really are enjoying some growth in other parts of the continent, Botswana and Kenya, just to name those, and continued growth in South Africa. Joining us to have that conversation is CEO of the group Advitech, that is Roy Douglas. So Roy, talk us through the overall performance of the group. Headline earnings are up as well as increased enrollments. How are you and your investors taking in the set of numbers?
Well, certainly we are really pleased with what we consider to be a very strong performance yet again, reflecting a kind of consistent delivery from Advitech. So we certainly hope that the shareholders are equally happy. I think what is particularly pleasing is that it's a strong performance right across all the business areas. We've made good progress in some of our objectives, particularly in the schools in South Africa, to grow the margin in that business, and we've seen pleasing results coming through. I think also very pleasing is the fact that the investments that we've made in the rest of Africa and various geographies are really starting to deliver in accordance with the potential that we anticipated. We've seen strong margin growth, good revenue, good profit growth there, so that's also very pleasing. And our tertiary business, of course, has again delivered another really solid set of results. We've had a good performance from that sector of our business for many years now, and it continues to deliver solid results for us too. So all in all, very pleasing sets of results, and we think that the business is well positioned to continue growth, particularly as there is an inherent and underlying demand for quality education, both in South Africa and across the continent.
I'm actually very keen to find out about, you know, the business in Botswana as well as Kenya. I mean, how's Advitech segmenting in this part of, you know, the continent? Is it the same as South Africa, similar products, similar target markets that are being found there, Roy? Or is there, you know, a different kind of realities in those countries with regards to education?
No, I think they're very similar. We find that, you know, across the continent and probably pretty much worldwide, the demand for quality education, parents are determined to do their very best they can for their children. And they seek out quality education. We aim to provide to both mid-income and upper-income consumers in those markets, and those are defined by those own particular economic circumstances of, say, Botswana or Kenya, that operating environment. You know, we do battle to try and provide low-cost education. There is a strong correlation between the quality and the cost of delivery, I'm afraid, and that's just one of the realities. So our positions in these markets are very similar to the to those that we occupy here in South Africa, mm-hmm. at that sort of middle and upper income level, and we find a very strong demand from parents for the quality that we're able to provide.
I'm actually keen to find out about South Africa then, and, you know, those schools, because during COVID-19, Roy, we heard a lot about, you know, parents defaulting on fees, really battling. And I think lots of South Africans were battling during that time. Have you seen, you know, a recovery here? Are we seeing parents, you know, being able to cope again with, you know, the kinds of school fees that, you know, they would pay at Advitech? Like you're saying, that it is high quality, and also, you know, the price point matches that quality.
Yeah, you know, we've been very conscious of the enormous pressure that is on consumers, given the poor level of economic performance, lack of job creation, and now high levels of inflation that are all impacting on disposable income. So we're very aware of that. And our strategy over the last few years has to be really to be focusing on efficiency and effectiveness, to eliminate any wastage and duplication, and to leverage the scale of our operations to extract synergies and savings where we can. And we've been very successful at that. It's one of the key reasons for our margin enhancement. We've actually now been taking price increases that are in line and more recently, maybe even slightly below inflation as a very deliberate strategy because we do understand the pressures that consumers are under. Now, that's quite contrary to what used to happen in the education markets previously. You're probably familiar with the fact that education inflation was probably at least 2 percentage points above normal CPI. And we saw no reason why that should be the case. In fact, we thought that was quite a negative impact on the affordability issue. So we've been working hard within our business to extract value, things like group shared services, consolidation of transaction processing, the information systems that we've implemented have all been to drive efficiency and effectiveness. And we've coined a phrase, which is educational productivity. How do we deliver value to consumers? So that's been a key driver of ours. And we think it's reflected in some of the performance and the successes that we've had. We've seen good growth across all our brands in our portfolio here in South Africa, despite the fact that we do acknowledge and we do understand the pressure that consumers are under.
Yeah, it sounds very well considered, Roy. I must also ask you about expansion because, you know, you've had to expand VC at Varsity College, and that is your campuses there, to accommodate more students. Rosebank College doing the same in Bramfontein and Pretoria. How is that, you know, reflected in the set of numbers? And also maybe talk to us about more expansion because, like you're saying, the demand is there. Parents really want to send their kids to good schools.
Yes, indeed. I think it's, again, it's one of the real features that we're very proud of. If you look at our tertiary business now, we have grown and now have a consistent level of operating profit margin delivery in that instance, despite the fact that we have been expanding campuses. And you mentioned some very good examples. Rosebank College in Bramfontein, we've just acquired another multi-story building on the block. We're refurbishing that and integrating it into what is an existing mega campus with over 9,500 students just on that site alone. And what we're trying to do is to try and provide a really exciting, stimulating student environment in which there is access to both technology and also the ability to interact with both lecturers, other students, to learn in a collaborative environment. So those are exciting developments. Likewise, in Pretoria, we've also built the building adjacent to our existing campus and are expanding and integrating those two buildings. Varsity College has expanded in its Midrand campus and also in its Pretoria campus. So all of these expansionary investments we've been able to make while sustaining the margin, the operating margin that we have delivered. And I think, again, that's testimony to the quality of that business and the results that we've had. Yeah, we'll continue to invest. We are very excited. We have made expansions at the Botswana campus, for example. We've also opened a new school in Raslow, and the growth there has exceeded our expectations, the opening numbers we've had. So we are still seeing the opportunity for growth because of that inherent underlying demand for quality education. And it does, you know, we acknowledge it's a tough environment. I think we've got to be very careful and continue to pursue those strategies about value creation that I've described. But, you know, if we do that and we do it well, then I do still feel that I'm still confident there are good growth opportunities for us, both here in South Africa, but particularly we're excited about the growth that we might be able to unlock in the rest of the continent as well.
Now, Roy, I know a big part of, you know, your expansion plans and an important step for you at this point is the issue of university status. So talk to us about this what getting university status for some of your tertiary institutions will do essentially for Advertech.
Yeah, it's something that we feel very strongly about. You'll appreciate that here in South Africa, we have a unitary accrediting system. So therefore, any degree which is registered and accredited with the Department of Education and the Council for Higher Education in accordance with the requirements here, which all of our qualifications are exactly the same. So if you undertake a BCom at any one of the public institutions, it carries exactly the same accredited value and SACL qualification that our BCom qualifications do at either Varsity College or Rosebank College, for example. So we feel quite strongly that our students have been disadvantaged and quite severely disadvantaged in the sense that they've completed a registered and accredited program with the same SACL rating, and yet when they perhaps appear at a job interview, someone is able to say, I was at the University of whatever, yet our students have to say, well, I was at Rosebank College or Varsity College. And we feel that that's been a significant disadvantage. The Act, as we know, does provide for the Minister to set those criteria. And now we have those. The first set of criteria were published for public comment. I'm very pleased to say that we're working quite closely with the Department of Higher Education. That first round of feedback has been provided, and we're working collectively to try and take those initial comments that were or guidelines that were published and put them into a format which is perhaps a little bit more clear in terms of what the criteria are. So we're confident that we will be able to address that issue. And I think it's exciting for our students to be able to ultimately be able to say that they were also at the university of whatever that might be. And I think it puts them on equal footing for those from the public system when they are, in fact, completing degrees of a similar qualification and, as I say, accredited in exactly the same way.
I agree. I think it's a total game changer that will be for Advertech, Roy. Can we talk about your resourcing division and how that is faring? That is the part of the business that focuses on recruitment.
Yes, it is. It is the smaller component of our business, but it's done an outstanding job and has been going quite significantly. I might add that here locally in South Africa, of course, given the economic performance and the fact that we really there is a lack of job creation, this market in South Africa remains incredibly tough, and I think our team have done a good job to win market share in what is obviously a declining and market that's under significant pressure. But the other thing that the team have done so well is to explore other geographies and affiliated aligned markets, and that has really delivered outstanding results in a sense. We now operate in some 30 countries across Africa. It is a different business. We look at contracting and payroll management for large multinationals or NGOs who have small operations in a wide variety of geographies, and it isn't worth their while establishing the kind of admin and structures necessary to run a small number of their representatives. So we run those on their behalf, mm-hmm. and that has proved to be an excellent model for us with great growth and very profitable. So that's complemented our resourcing business locally and allowed that division to show the kind of level of growth that we've reported in these results. And we're delighted, and we would like to congratulate the management team because we think they've done an excellent effort in that area.
Now, Roy, before I let you go, I must ask you about the outlook. You know, as a leader of an education group, how are you looking at the future? What risks are you trying to hedge yourselves against? Also just considering the fact that education really does enjoy an elastic demand.
I'm not so sure I agree with it inelastic. I think there is inherent and underlying demand. We coined a phrase in our own business mm-hmm. that says, you know, demand isn't the problem, but affordability is the issue. And that has really sharpened and focused our minds on making sure that we really are working hard to deliver real value. It's not going to be cheap. Private education, you know, quality education is not cheap. By definition. But what we are trying to do is to use our very best efforts to ensure that we offer the very best value. And I think it's exciting. We've restructured, repositioned the group in many areas, but we have a number of initiatives now which are going to build on that platform which we have. Firstly, we want to really focus on teaching and learning to become the very best that we can and create the best learning environments. And that involves the use of technology to deliver superior content and also in a superior methodology and manner of learning. The second is to embed those technologies right across our business to extract value and drive that equation for consumers. And then thirdly, to leverage the scale of our business again, all with a focus on delivering value so that we can put the best quality education out there at the most affordable price points. And if we can do that effectively, then we do believe that there is good demand in the education market. And that's got our focus.
Well, Roy, wishing you all the best. And I think congratulations on a stellar performance. It's been great to watch Advertech really grow from strength to strength. And even now, enjoying this geographic diversification, a truly good news story coming out of South Africa. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.